one. Tony, let's begin with the basics.
Okay.
When and where were you born?
I was born in New Bedford, Massachusetts on May 10th, 1944. My parents' name are Anthony and Lillian Barbosa.
All right. Were they natives of New Bedford, or had they come to that community from someplace else?
Okay. My grandparents, all four of them, came from the Cape Verde Islands.
Okay.
Off the coast of West Africa, off Senegal. But my parents were born in the States. And I'm the oldest of eight boys.
What were your parents' occupations?
My father was a Fuller Brush man, salesman, and my mother was a housewife.
Okay. Homemaker, as well.
Homemaker,
we would say
okay.
Now.
Homemaker.
And how many siblings then did you say you had?
I had seven.
Seven. Brothers and sisters?
All brothers.
All brothers.
I'm the first of eight boys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And was your home an apartment or a house?
The very first one was a small apartment, but it was a house, but it was small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we moved periodically, so they were all homes. Though they were like tenement homes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering a little bit if you could tell me what kind of town New Bedford was when you were growing up there. Was it? Was it sort of racially and economically diverse, or what sort of were your impressions of the community? And
well, we lived in a Cape Verde neighborhood. Well, meaning that there was a lot of Cape Verdeans in that neighborhood. We came from, my family was like lower middle class, not upper, so my father didn't make that much money. He was just a salesman. Neither my father or my mother had any education other than high school.
Okay.
And I don't even to this day know if my father graduated from high school or not. Or my mother, never really checked on that. The New Bedford is a I wouldn't say there's any racial divide, but there is a thing where each community does their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the Cape Verdean community, they go to the Cape Verdean church, and so on. The only time I found out that there was even such a thing as racism was when I realized that when I came to New York, that, I was never really encouraged in school to go on to higher education. They just said, oh, you should just get a trade.
Okay.
And that happened to a lot of, in my years, and that's the, 58, 59, 60, 61. So I was never encouraged. You see, to me, when you're teaching someone, and especially young kids, there's never a point where the teachers would encourage you. It was almost like you go to school and they teach what they set up and they just get their paycheck and they leave. I've given a lot of lectures and been in a lot of colleges, and my idea is always to inspire the students.
Mm-hmm.
I never came across that when I was in school. Never.
Now, did you go to public school?
Public school,
okay.
Yeah.
And was art a part of the curriculum at all? Was when you were growing up, do you remember if there was any sort of art component to your education?
I know that we had art classes, but so long ago, I can't remember, but...
Mm-hmm.
At one time, my father...